Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, buddy?
Well, listen, before we start this episode of Flatshare Slamdown, we've got a bit of a problem. We need to pay the bills.
Ooh, that calls for a Flatshare.
No, we can't solve it with a Flatshare Slamdown this time.
What?
This is really important. Listen, we've been doing this podcast for 6 years and we've never once paid ourselves. Every month we're going to be giving you a brand new episode of Flatshare Slamdown all the way up until Christmas, Series 7. We'd like you to maybe give us a donation.
Absolutely. Listener dear, if you enjoy listening to the podcast, then please follow the links that will be on our Twitter account, our Facebook page, and on the British Comedy Guide, and give us a one-off donation reflecting how much you enjoy the podcast.
Long-term fans, you've been listening to us for 6 years completely free. So if you've enjoyed yourself over those 6 years, why not show us in your donation?
That'd be great. Thanks very much, and enjoy the episode.
Yay! Ladies and gentlemen... Hello, everybody. Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown. Give us a cheer if you've been before.
Hooray!
It's exciting. Give us a cheer if it's your first time here.
Hooray! No way!
Bloody hell.
Give us a cheer if you listen to the podcast. Hooray! Give us a cheer if you don't know what the podcast is. Hooray! Why are you here?
It's a good question. So, regular listeners will know we start with a sketch. So, we're going to do that live for you right now. We haven't discussed talked
this.
About it
no.
or worked out what it is, but let's go for it. Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, Matthew?
Whoa.
Tom, I think someone's trying to encroach on your territory of pronouncing my name in a funny way.
What are you talking about, Matthew?
Like that very much. Now listen, we've got to clear out the attic and one of you two bastards have got to be the one to do it.
Well, it's not going
to
be me. I've been loft behind too many times.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, not, the bar's low.
Not bad. Clarky.
And it's not going to be me either.
Well, there's only one way to settle this.
Well, well, well.
We're going to have a... Flatshare Slamdown! Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, yo, I heard the rainstorm say nothing to mess with, but I can feel a drip on the strip. Ladies half-dressed, fully equipped, and they be screaming out, Matthew, we loved your last hit, so I think I'm going to have me something hot in this salsa merengue melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature to get you, I'm about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas, with a hot mama screaming, aye, pappies. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop-top belly, it is stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I gotta please the fifth. Party in the city when the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Welcome to my attic, Buena Vida, Sammy Attic. Bouncing in the club when the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. I'm going to my attic, please don't come into my attic. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. And while they're literally right under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants, Thomas Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh! Wow.
Tommy, you almost did yourself a mischief there by overbrapping, didn't you?
Self by surprise.
You overbrapped and you almost coughed up a lung.
I know.
I'll give you a chance to recover. I'll chat to Ben first. Ben, why do you remain static when I ask you to clear out that attic?
Well, it brings back bad memories, actually.
Oh, dear. Oh no. This is a real shame.
As we all know, I used to share a flat with a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
And I was suspecting she was using things I was saying in her lyrics. So eventually I was like, you know what? Let's cut our losses here. I think you should move out. She's like, fine, I'm going on tour anyway. Do you mind just holding on to all my stuff? And I said, Beyonce, to the loft, everything you own in a box to the loft.
Lovely bit of business there.
Stunning stuff. I gotta call that a reluctant clap.
I think... I enjoyed that very much. It was every bit as street and funky as my Will Smith rap earlier on. Tom, why are you lost for words?
Oh, well. I'm not going to clean out the attic because I had a terrible time last time I went up to my attic.
What happened?
I just bought a house. I went up to the loft, right?
and I tried to move one of the roof tiles, and what fell down was a CD. When I played that CD, every track on that CD, 10 times, it was The Only Way Is Up by The Plastic Population. The whole roof, I discovered, was packed full of those CDs. And in the end, for health reasons, I had to get the roof completely removed because the roof was packed full of Yazbestov. Yes, Yazbestov. 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 Yazbestov.
Marry me.
Yazbestov.
I feel so conflicted about that because on the one side I really really hated it, and the other I'm just furious. So, but of course you don't want to be left in a creepy attic all on their own. So who have you brought along to help you this time? Tom, talk us through who you brought.
Well, Matthew, bad news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh no!
Yes, the highlight of every week, the karaoke evening. We lost our lead karaoke singer.
It's not how karaoke works.
I know. Well, you've clearly never been to my jamboree. But do not worry, I fell back on the biggest karaoke queen I know. She's high-functioning. She's wonderful. Please welcome Rasheed Connerty!
I love the fact halfway through that introduction you found out it was about yourself. Who knew? How are you doing, Rasheed? Thanks
really
for coming on
well,
the show.
And I'm really glad you think I'm the karaoke queen.
You are
really
my karaoke queen.
Thank you.
Do us a favour and belt us out a few of your classics.
Have you got a favourite karaoke song?
All of them. Country Western, not really. No. I once went to karaoke on my own with... wait. With my best friend.
That is not your own.
Hang on a second.
She came.
Do you think you're alone right now?
I've gone for a break.
That's a perfect song.
I'm always on my own. No, I went to karaoke after a breakup, and then my best friend came to join me because she didn't want it to seem like a breakdown. So she sang it out with me.
We didn't address the matter in hand. Do you have an attic?
Yes. Get ready for my absolute brilliant anecdote.
Or anecdote, if you will.
Oh, hello.
No,
it's not
you
an anecdote,
won't. No,
really.
No, clearly not.
I rent, and basically my attic is just a TV graveyard of every tenant who's ever lived there. So there's like 40 TVs going back to like the 60s.
So do you know what would be a good horror film? If you were up one day cleaning the attic and one of the tellies came on and it was footage of you downstairs. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
There was definitely intake of breath there.
You? It'd be you on your own with all your mates around.
And then one by one, all the tellies come on and it's all the times you've taking a dump in the flat or something.
Oh,
like that.
No.
Whoa.
Wow. That had such potential,
that's,
Tom.
Yeah.
That's got real third act problems. thank you for coming on the show, Rasheed. It's lovely to have you here. Ben, who have you brought along with you?
I've brought along my personal trainer. It's Joel Dommett.
Joel Dommett. Joel, thank you for coming on the show. It's lovely to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be
you
here.
You actually, not entirely, but you were almost technically flatmates with Tom, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, you stayed in my house while I was away.
You were my landlord.
Oh.
And it was very exciting because Joel couldn't tell anyone, but he said to me, I'm going away to do some filming. You can stay in my house while I'm away. And he couldn't say that he was going to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So I found out in the news whilst I was living in Joel's flat. And he lives in this really nice flat with a mezzanine bedroom. And I got to live this gorgeous luxury lifestyle and watch you eating bugs and living under a tree. And it was like, I've stolen this man's life. And then I'd wear your clothes.
Yeah. Tom did a few tell-all interviews with the press. He had a great time, didn't you?
It was like such a weird thing watching you go through things and me being on your spiral staircase. It was like, whoa, lovely.
I like the idea of you.
What were you
doing watching TV on this spiral staircase?
Joel's got a voice-activated telly, so you can go play Stranger Things, and Stranger Things comes on.
What would you say in that voice?
I had no idea that my TV did that.
Oh, it does.
It does.
So if Rasheed was cleaning out her attic, she was like, "Show me taking a dump," and then all the tellies come on. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I've gone to you taking a dump.
Fine.
We all do it. We're all human. Very profound. Anyway, yes, I lived in Joel's.
I'm so glad you liked it.
So, firstly, how did you find out it was a voice activated telly? What did you say?
I accidentally pushed the button for too long, and it said, like, Badong speak, speak.
Badong speak, speak? It wasn't the Samsung Badong speak, speak, was it?
Oh, yeah. Badong speak, speak.
How long have you been in the house on your own without talking to any strangers, Tom? Was it 4 or 5 days?
Well, I was there on my own, and by that I mean, Rasheed's best friend was with me.
What kind of a flatmate are you, Joel? Are you a good flatmate, though?
I live solidly alone. So, yeah, I don't really know what I'm like as a flatmate, really.
A lot of shoes.
A lot of shoes. Too many, if anything.
A wardrobe full of shoes.
And then the overspill as well. I've got an overspill on the left.
Are you still talking about shoes? Those jeans are rather tight. I was wondering what they... So, how many shoes do you reckon you got?
I don't know. Probably, I'm going to say...
it's just a funny question, isn't it?
By the way, whatever the number is, halve it, and that's how many pairs you've got.
I'm going to say 150.
I know. 150 pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
That's
filling a lot of empty space of friendship.
This is how good a host Joel is. Just before he left, he said, help yourself to my shoes. Like, he said, you can wear any shoes you want. And I said, I'm size 12. He said, I'm size 9. Like,
no, size 6 and a half.
Oh, size 6 and a half.
Yeah. You're size 6 and a half.
I know. I can fit to Heelys. You know how exciting that is?
So listen, we've met our contestants, but which team is going all the way to the top of the house when they lose? Let's find out as we play. Let's find out as we play round one.
Going up to my loft, getting some man time up in my loft. Telling you man, then no time is lost. At it in the attic fam, up in my loft. When I need some time on my own, I head right up to the top of my home. No one else here to whine or moan, and up in the roof there's good signal on my phone. Yeah. This is my man cave, peruse all the old private eyes that I've saved. Got a signed photo of Chaz and David, in the corner is a space where I want to put a lathe.
What?
Going up to my loft, getting some man time up in my loft. Telling you man, them no time is lost. At it in the attic fam, up in my loft. Up here on my own crew, check on the progress of my home brew. Look at some pictures of cars that I drew and watch an illegal download of John Wick 2. Got an old PlayStation, nice and warm because of the insulation. Just gotta watch where I'm treading, if I stand up too fast then I might bang my head in. Going up to the loft, getting some man time up in my loft. Telling you man, them no time is lost. At it in the attic fam, up in my loft. I'm going up to my loft, getting some man time up in my loft. No time is lost when you're at it in the attic, fam, up in my loft.
Oh my goodness. Now, a lot of people who've never been to see the show recorded live before don't realise that we play those in live. And yeah, we don't know what to do during that bit either.
Really awkward.
That's how we do it.
So a day and a half for me and Clarkie, that was.
Yeah. Just for that.
A year and a half of torture.
I liked it.
I liked it.
It was good.
And the lady over there liked it. She did some face dancing. I was into it.
How does face dancing... Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah.
Face dancing.
How do you describe that for listeners at home?
So what Rasheen is doing is she's sort of scrunching up her face.
Scrunching.
What? Sorry.
Whoa.
Scrunching.
Jeez.
It's called a pout,
scrunching.
Mate.
Scrunching. Yeah. Why is that girl scrunching at me?
Yeah, all right, she's pouting up her face into a little scrunch and then nodding her head. There we go.
Scrunching.
This time, round one is called Lofty Conversions. In it, each contestant is going to sing a well-known song about something high up. However, the twist is that their lofty song has undergone a conversion using Google Translate into a language from a country which contains one of the four highest peaks in Europe.
Whoa.
Your wishes.
It's around we're describing as unnecessarily complicated.
Wow. This is high concept.
Oh,
so it's a song about something high.
I haven't finished explaining the rules, there are still more. The teammate has to guess not only the song, but also the language in which it's being sung. So I'll be giving scores for... I know. Can you believe it?
Love this.
I will be giving high scores for correct answers and also soaring performances. Ben, you're up first. There you go. That is your song. Joel, I need you to tell me the name of the song and the language which Ben is murdering.
Okay.
Off you go. Remember, it's a song about something high up.
Okay. Imaginez-vous dans nous battons sur un river avec tangerines et on s'est marmelade. Coco le vin au père.
It definitely says a cocker man there, mate. I know you've added your own lyrics.
Un fil où you kaleidoscope.
Okay, I think.
Well, I've got.
Yeah.
Lucy Donzley.
Joel, do you have any idea? Firstly, what we're all doing. No, firstly, what do you think the language was?
I think I'm going with French.
Mm-hmm. Enchanté.
And what was the song?
Was it The Beatles?
Yes.
With that one that goes...
No, it's, wait, hang on a second. It's not Guess This Tune. It's... I'm going to give you...
I remember the day that I found out that The Beatles was spelt differently from The Beatles in the Bug, A Beetle.
Yeah, that was a month ago for me.
me too.
Wait, firstly...
What's happening?
It's very rare that Tom and I agree on someone else being thick. But what? How did you not... Beatles is not... It's spelled E-E-T-L-E-S, right? And Beatles is a pun on, like, they're a beat combo.
Yeah, because, arguably, the Beatles are bigger than Beatles.
No!
Yes!
Yeah,
yes!
Bigger than Jesus! Bigger than Beatles!
You know? So the Beatles... I knew the Beatles before I knew Beatles.
Is there anyone here...
Are you spelling Jesus J-E-A-S? U-S.
Can you give us a cheer if you have only recently discovered that? Exactly!
You can't slag it off. You can't be like, listen to what thick people.
And then you can't slag it off.
But then ask the audience. They're not going to admit it. You've made it too shameful for them.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I tell you what. Lights up.
Can we buzz in with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds to win the round?
Absolutely right, half a point. He was absolutely not just about to say that. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to give you a point and a half there because you've got the language and you've got the band, and I'm going to give a point to Tom and Roisin there because you got the rest of it. I think we're going to go with Roisin next. Roisin, there is yours, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, right? We're going to have a lot of fun.
I mean...
Just imagine you're on your own. It was Imagine by the Beatles.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. No, it was by John Lennon. It was a solo song. Jesus Christ.
Is that spelled J-E-A? Oh, right.
Roisin, in your own sweet time.
Have you started? Yes.
Wieso ich not chu tu tu? Ordne vetch koyavata de let vez on polen. Nick Nacko. Okay. I don't think it's going to get better.
Have you done the main bit?
Almost. You just wrap it up.
It's sort of the
bit.
Same bit, isn't it? Okay. We'll do. Konabash na na no be. Give me lana without me.
Yes.
Nikosha nakarosho to me.
Tom, if you think you've got it, please buzz in.
I think I've got it.
You must have it.
I think it's Flying Without Wings.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Absolutely right. It was Flying Without Wings.
Flying Without Wings.
Can you guess?
Is that by Westlife?
It is by Westlife.
Was that Irish?
That was Gaelic. Any idea of the language?
I'm going to go with Swedish.
I'm afraid, ooh. No, Sweden, not as high as Russia. It was, in fact, Russia.
Oh, I was going Russia, but I didn't think Russia's in Europe.
So you've got to give them 2 points, haven't we? Yeah, Roisin was, of course, singing Flying Without Wings by Westlife, and she was singing in Russian in honour of Mount Elbrus, which is Europe's highest peak. A lot of fun. Now, it's... Next up, it's Joel. Ben, get ready to listen. That is your song there, Joel, and do your worst. Off you go.
Oh, yeah, I love this song. I can't remember how it goes, though.
Yes! Ben, any guesses? Ben, now I'm looking for the language, and I'm looking for the title and artist.
Guys,
just do the chorus.
Skip to could have told me that, guys. I'm literally still sweating from that ordeal.
You look fantastic. Your face is perfectly scrunched. Joel, okay. You had enough thinking time.
Okay.
Off you go.
Kusa ben is oyum, sadek ukas ungen tlim. Runa matnete ungen meraum, even a bit unte bilaraum. Vai bulle glim, blilim
my guarantee since in Kusabelitai. Saturday goes to see him. Rudim.
Okay, okay, we get it. We get the picture. Thank you, Mr. Dommett.
That's good.
Is it I'll Fly Away?
I'll Fly
Can
Away.
Can I buzz in?
No, you can't just can't yet. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Let Clarky hang himself first. So, yes, I'll Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away.
Who sang I'll Fly Away?
I'll Fly Away.
And I'm all where my love is. I'm all where my heart is.
You know everything apart from the title.
Like a bird or something like that.
Oh yes,
yes.
I'm gonna give you that. It's I'm Like a Bird. Who sang it?
Who sang it?
Who sang it?
Machine knows this. She just told me.
Natalie Imbruglia?
No, I'm afraid not.
She only had one hit, didn't she?
Yeah. What about the language? Any idea of the language?
Oh.
Curse the bed is all young. Sadek on bench.
Roman.
Italian? Yes. Let's see if you can still. You know who the artist is, don't you?
Yes,
it is.
Nelly Furtado.
Sweet Nelly Furtado, absolutely right. Biggest cheer she's got in years. What do you think?
Turkey.
It was Turkey! Wow. Bloody hell!
What?
That was exciting, wasn't it?
Every bit up until you took your shirt off was, yeah.
Plucked it out of the air!
So that was 2 points each.
When you have your hands up like that, you look
finally,
like a turkey.
Tom.
Here we go. Adiek, kid of mud. Adiek, kid of mud. Ikyak avil, kid of mud. Rekord sex machine, kid of mud. Adek, kid of mud. Adiek, kid of mud. Adek, adrek, kid of mud. Rekord sex machine, kid of mud. Rum, tung, 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 tung. Esk-sk-mush. Shek Chikam, Shendigolem Chet, Yekabutsun Sex Machine, Shantadunk, Gotamajan Fat, Rogot Jimlet, Miek, 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 a Jek, Kid of Met, a Jek of Yet, Kid of Met, a Jek of Met, Kid of Met.
You're watching the second hardest working man in show business, everybody.
Look at the veins on the man's forehead.
Jesus Christ. So, Roisin, any idea what you think the song was, the artist, and, of course, the language?
I know the song, Sex Machine, James Brown.
Yep.
But the language, Indian?
From Europe.
Famously in Europe.
Is it in Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Russia, though. We had Russia earlier.
We had this chat earlier on. I'll tell you how Beatles spelled in a minute. Listen, Roisin, go for whatever language is on your mind.
I'm going to say...
On your mind. Whatever language is on your mind. All right, guys? Is this a shit clue?
It's not a terrible clue if you also know the answer.
Do another clue.
Think about what country you'd be in on a rainy day. A rainy day... in this place, and it would be on your mind.
Where would you get the midnight train to?
Georgia!
Yeah!
There's actually a really famous song and then a slightly more obscure song, and you picked the slightly more obscure song. That was absolutely right. So I'm going to give them 3 points, and then I'm going to give you guys a couple of points as well. Why not?
Oh, fun.
So at the end of that round, Producer Ben, can you please tell us what the scores are?
Joel and Ben have got 5.5. Tom and Roisin have got 8.
Oh! Oh! So Roisin and Tom soaring high into the sky, but there's still time for their wax wings to melt, sending them like Icarus crashing into the sea as we head into round 2.
Only 10 more rounds to go, guys. 10 more rounds.
Oh, no, we're doing bonus rounds this week.
Oh!
15 rounds already. It's round 2 of 15. Hooray!
Games! Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there,
do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get
gold.
Gold,
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 gold.
Listen to that. That is the sensation. Are you listening, BBC Three? Are you listening, More Four?
I've got bad news for you, mate.
The people are going for it.
So this week, we're playing our version.
You don't get that on Uncle.
Leicester.
No, it's a very good point. You don't.
You don't, do you?
No, it's a very well written show. This week, we're playing our version of 10 pin bowling, which we're calling 10 thing bowling.
Strong.
Thank you, mate. Well, wait till you hear the 15 different rules we've written for it. I'm going to give each team a topic and take it in turns. They have to list 10 things within that topic as quickly as possible. So you have a minute on the clock, and I'll give you a point for every second left on that clock once you've completed your list, okay? So I'm going to adjudicate as to whether or not things are going to be allowed on the list by using this bell. All clear? Good. So, do you want to say the rules?
I think so.
No. Okay, I mean, it seems like you don't. You were too busy laughing at the bell to hear the rules. Basically, take it in turns.
I am Pavlov's clown.
You're a cunt, mate, is what you are. Listen, so, don't get that on more four, do you? So, thank
you. I was quite impressed with myself there.
You're Schrodinger's twat. Now,
I'm both so funny and not funny.
At the same time. So, Tom Rushin, you're going to go first. I want you to play 10 things strolling, give me a list of 10 things you would see.
What, are we speaking at the same time?
One each. So you do one, then Tom does one, so you alternate.
And we have to do it as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So I want you to play 10 things strolling, give me a list of 10 things you'd see on a country walk as quickly as possible.
Rabbits.
Hedge.
Bushes.
Hole.
Roads.
Soil.
Sky.
Crowd.
Dogs.
Crops.
Walk, men.
Tractor.
Women.
Farmyard.
It's walking sticks.
A blue sky.
Stop a second. I am unable to. I'm unable to do the dinging and count at the same time.
It's a fatal flaw.
Okay, yeah, Ash, do you want to count?
I'll time.
You'll count, you'll time.
Maybe have this chat before we start the show, eh, guys?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Are we going again?
We've never played it before. This is the first time for this game. Last. But here we go.
Good, wasn't it?
What did they get there? Did anyone
got them all.
I think they did get 10, but I was panicking.
We got more than 10.
You can't get more than 10. Right. If you get more than 10, you lose more points.
Whoa. Sure.
So that would have been 42 points, but I'm sure you can beat that. I'll pick a different thing.
What? I'd say
what
just...
are you going to do for this, guys?
You're going to play 10 thing shoaling. 10 things you'd find under the sea.
Fish.
Rock.
Seaweed.
Coral.
Waves.
Seaweed.
Whales.
Mouse.
Shark.
Sea mouse. Lobster. Lobster.
Shipwreck.
Crab.
Oars.
Salt.
Recycling.
Rubbish.
Shit.
Guys, sorry. I can't focus on what they're saying and ding at the same time, guys. I literally wasn't listening to that. I think I dinged sea mouse. Did I see sea mouse? I dinged sea mouse, guys.
Seaweed 4 times, mouse 3 times.
I can't listen and ding at the same time.
I honestly can't. You don't know about these things until you find out. I've never had to do it before. How are we going to do this?
Well, it's just a game, mate.
I've got like
to ding and
surely
at the same
it's harder
time.
To play the game than adjudicate.
I've not got it in me, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry.
You need someone to count
we'll do
the
it.
Dings.
I'll do it.
Oh, no
I'll
way.
Do the time.
No. I've got to adjudicate. I've just got up my game. You're right.
Adjudicate.
I've got up my game.
Okay. I'll count the dings. That's what you're missing out on.
Why don't you do the dings in post?
Okay. Wait, okay, that's what it was.
Really? So what does the ding represent?
Good question.
Very philosophical.
Let's not get existential on it. Let's just focus on my inability to think, listen and ding at the same time. I've got to think of another topic that... it's be foaling. Things to do with horses. Foaling.
Foaling.
Okay. Great.
Not horses.
Things to do with horses, all right? But we're calling it 10 pin foaling, all right? Here we go.
Horse mouse. What? What?
Okay. What? Third time lucky on these dings,
oh,
all right?
Oh, God, I'm sweating. It's so stressful. Come
okay,
on.
Here we go. Stress for you?
Don't, yeah, slow us down. Don't slow us down with your chitness. We're lightning.
Okay, you're sure. Sure. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Go.
Lightning, are you guys?
Have we started?
You said go.
No.
What?
What's the bloody word?
Wait, can I just say, I never once said go before. You just started and I had to catch up. So okay. Suddenly you've added go to it.
Right.
You, okay.
I'll say go. You start thinking. You do
here we
the
go,
time.
Right?
Okay? You
here
guys fucking enjoy yourselves. Jesus
Can I just
Christ.
Say, guys, can you just chill out a bit?
Just fucking what's going on?
A lot of bad vibes going from the audience right
Comedy
now.
Comedy night last time I heard. Right.
Sure, the format needs a few tweaks.
Why?
I think they got Jesus pointless right Christ. First time. No, they didn't. Xander was panicky just like I am right now. Okay, here we go. I'm going to say go. And that will indicate the start of the minute.
It's about horses.
I thought I was saying go.
You ain't saying go, mate. It's I'm saying go and then I'm digging, all right?
Can we clarify it's about horses?
It's all yes. About horses.
Okay. Go. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
You did it, but you did, all right? Here we go. And that go is not the go for go, okay? Three, two, one, go.
Saddle.
Jockey.
Hooves.
Tail.
Whisperer.
Jump.
Mane.
Fence.
Eyes.
Race.
Eyelashes.
Bed.
Jumping.
Run.
Hedge.
Run.
Grand National.
Yes!
Okay. Next time is Beef Brothers, everybody. Beef Brothers is the next. This is an unplayable game.
Maybe if you play with them, they probably won't be as fast as us.
That's a good call. Here we go.
You have to get your digging out.
Anyway, 60 points. So so next up, we have Ben and Joel.
Okay.
So do you understand how the game is played?
Nope.
I literally haven't listened to the last 45 minutes.
Like to hear the rules explained a third time. Okay, here we go. Okay. So remember...
What's our thing?
You haven't told them this.
Hold tight, hold tight!
That's another one for horses.
So remember, the ding represents my sort of increasing panic. You are going to be doing 10 thing holing. Give me 10 different types of hole.
Right.
Okay. Your minute starts now.
Pot, black, stinky.
Vagina.
Oh!
Butt!
Ass! But, yeah, but.
But what?
Glory!
In one.
Spy.
Spy hole?
Yeah!
That was right.
They're very similar to glory holes.
Spy hole? Corky, have you never heard of a spy hole?
Sorry, so it's E-A-T...
Is it
Beatles? Okay, in the wall.
That's a spy hole. That's what a spy hole is.
No, that's a bank. We didn't question eyelashes.
We listened quietly while you said eyes for horses and mice three times for under the sea. And we scored loads of points.
And that's a minute over.
Yes!
They got nine and they
one of them was stinky.
And the minute elapsed. So.
What's a stinky hole?
Well,
you should know, mate.
So, unfortunately, at the end of that round, Tom and Rasheen scored 60 points, and Ben and Joel scored 0 points. So,
unbelievable.
Hard to really go on, isn't it? But we do. Producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Well, Joel and Ben are in second place with 5.5. Tom and Rasheen have 68.
One off my favourite number, 67.
Can I suggest 70 points for Beef Brothers?
Oh, no. Okay.
What's Beef Brothers?
Well, you're about to find out, Rasheen, as we play Beef Brothers! Where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef, and today's one comes from Katie. Katie, are you there?
Hello.
Now this is Katie's problem. My flatmate wanders around the house in just his pants. They are ill-fitting, and a bollock often comes out to say hello.
Hello.
I love him dearly, but not so much. I want to see his nuts. Now, I've left out one crucial detail here. Who is your flatmate, Katie?
He's my older brother.
Your brother, okay. So your brother wanders around in his house in just his pants. So Tom and Roisin, you are on the side of Katie. Ben and Joel, you are on the brother's name. You don't have to give the brother's name, but what is it?
Michael.
Michael, happy to do it. Absolutely happy to do it. Happy to throw him under the bus. So you're on Michael's side.
Sorry, can I just check what his surname is?
Michael Ball.
Lovely.
So before all of that, any other questions for Katie for our cross-examination? Do you have any questions about Katie and Michael?
How big is your flat?
Is your flat?
How big is your flat?
The question ended that way.
It's quite a small flat.
Small flat.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you do as jobs, both you and your brother?
Mm. I work in an opera house and he does accounting.
Which opera house do you work in?
I smell a sitcom.
The Coliseum.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I know.
What a gorgeous building. Mm-hmm. And can you get discount tickets?
Sometimes.
Depending on who wins?
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, sure, go on.
Your brother male?
Yes.
What?
Hashtag everyday sexism. All right.
Jenna's a construct. So, Roisin, have you got anything you'd like to ask Katie?
Have you ever said anything to your brother before about it?
Yeah, but then he just got really embarrassed and it just carried on happening, so I just left it.
Right. Can I ask, what areas of the flat does this take place?
All of your questions sound like they're going to be dirtier than they are.
Whereabouts is he parading around in his underpants?
It's the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Oh! No further questions, Your Honour.
Joel, any questions?
Bollock.
Can I ask...
Sorry, I'm just making notes.
No, can I just ask you...
Were you cooking?
Can
yes.
I... No, can
Whoa.
I...
Whoa! What were you cooking?
Pasta.
Pasta?!
How old is he?
He's 30.
30. God damn it, gross. Right? A 30-year-old bollock when you're cooking pasta. Gross.
That is conjecture, Thomas.
Ask how old his bollock is. Is it as old as he is?
And is it the same one that pops out?
Because if you know which side it's going to pop out on, just always be on the other side.
That's what I was going to say. Make him stand.
Well, there goes my argument.
Sorry. Sorry, Clarkie. Sorry to tread on that. That is hopefully enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I am going to call upon Roisin Conaty to begin the case for the prosecution. Now, you have 1 minute, and I'll be dinging throughout. So I refuse to ding.
Katie.
You are on Katie's side. Your minute to open the case for the prosecution, Roisin, begins now.
You should never see a family member's genitals, ever. It's unacceptable, and I think that you should maybe show him your genitals.
Fight fire with fire, good call.
Exactly. And you need to... It's the only way is for him to experience it, is to learn empathy. I think it's totally on your side, or make him move out. Am I doing this right? I don't know if I'm a good lawyer. Yeah. I think you should definitely... Or have sex in front of him. Do up his game. Up your game. Do something really, really, really dark, and then he'll put his balls away. I think it's awful to see your brother's genitals. Have I got to carry on talking?
Well, you've got 30 more seconds. But you
don't Jesus, I talk so fast.
Here's one for you.
What else? Yeah, that's it. I've got nothing else to say on the matter. Case closed.
Okay, fantastic. Roisin Conaty, everybody. Open the case there. For the prosecution.
Have sex in front of your brother. You standing by that?
Well, not full sex.
Just the tip.
Just enough to make him aware of consequences of seeing things out of context. You shouldn't see family's genitals. It's awful.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. To begin the case for the defence, I call now upon Joel Dommett. So, Joel, remember you're on Michael's side, and your minute begins now.
I'm on the side of Michael. Good old Michael Ball. Wonderful man. It's an issue here of censorship and freedom. People are trying to take away our freedom, being able to cook while having a low-hanging testicle. Now, this is fine. I pray thee... Who doesn't love to just cook just whilst just free with just a bit of a breeze on a left nut? That is a beautiful feeling, and I feel like there's start if you just give people like that little bit, that little edge where they're like, oh, put some trousers on. Next you'll be like, don't cook at all, and then it's Brexit, and it's just guys, we're going that way.
freedom. Let us cook with whatever the fuck we want to cook in. I don't want anyone to tell me what to cook in other things, please.
Joel Dommett, everybody. The case there. Some fiery rhetoric there from Joel Dommett. We appreciate that very much. Katie, how do you think it's going so far?
I have full faith in my legal team. I'll be all right.
Thank you, Katie.
You're very welcome.
That's very good to hear. Well, Tom.
Fuck you, Katie.
Objection, Your Honour.
You are in contempt of court there, Mr. Dommett. Now, to continue the case, and in fact conclude the case for the prosecution, I'm going to call upon Tom. Now, Tom, are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and indeed providing, your minute starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Hell, we've heard a lot of big words there today. Them there fancy lawyers over there from the city with their fancy words. Cooking. Testicles. Hell, I don't know no testicles. They lived in this town, man and boy. I seen a lot of you damn there jewelry over there. Hell, I recognize some of you. Seen you down the bakery. Yeah. And there's one thing we know in this town, and that there be family. Hell, I see you there, Bessie Mae. How's Cassandra? Her leg been mending fine. Sorry about that. I was reversing too fast. We've all been there.
Wait, you ran over a child? That's a bigger court case
Stick to the story in hand.
I'll see you
that's a different trial that be going on. Hell, chasing the ball there. What's she doing? I was drunk. Can't be dealing with no dead child behind my car. Now, a lot of you there be thinking about family. That's why we know in this town family. Blood be thicker than water. I said it be proved. Hell of a boxing day. Get two of them there buckets, pour them down a tube. Call it an afternoon. Lost a lot of blood that day. Can't remember the results. Still finished the turkey. Merry Christmas. Now you don't need no cousin to steal your hammer. To tell you, the trust ain't always skin deep. Hell, sometimes it be fried. I lost a lot of blood. I'm so sorry. No further questions, Your Honor. No further questions, Your Honor.
Fanshawe standing there, presiding and indeed providing. We learned a lot about Fanshawe there. A lot of backstory this time. Not so helpful for Katie, but a lot of backstory. So, Clarkey, everything to play for. You are concluding the case for the defence. Your minute, if you need it, begins.
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Well, the next round, no. Your minute, if you need it, begins now.
Look, guys, come on. We live in a free society where we should be able to express ourselves. Physically, we shouldn't have judgment on what we look like or what any single part of us looks like. And I know for a lot of us, the bulsack isn't a particularly nice looking area.
How are you spelling bulsack?
B-U-L-E-A-T-L-E-S. And it's the part of us that ages first. Tends to be a lot more, you know, wrinkly.
2 seconds.
And, oh, don't block him up.
Hey!
Really?
Lovely conclusion. Lovely conclusion. Now, normally I would be the one to make the decision, but people do love referendums. So let's leave this one open to the Soho audience. If you think Tom and Fanshawe, and therefore Katie, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. Okay, pretty healthy response there, but if you think Ben and Joel made the best case, and therefore Michael is in the right, applaud now.
Katie, I'm so sorry. The bollock lives to swing another day. So a wise person once said, good things come to those who wait. Well, let's prove them wrong. With the quickfire round jingle, here we go.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. And this jingle should go quickly too, so we can get on with the next round.
Ooh, that's the idea.
And more than that, the quicker this jingle is, the quicker we can all get on with our evenings. Clarky's got, no doubt, lots of things planned. What you got planned, Clarky?
Oh, I'm gonna play FIFA 17.
And as for me, well, I guess I'll just keep moving. I'll pack my bags and head on to another town. I guess my work is done. And you can't fence me in.
Oh, where you going, Tom?
I'm going to Plymouth.
Oh, God, that's a bold choice.
Yeah. And when I get there, I'll pop down my bindle. I'll throw my hair back and I'll say, hey, Plymouth, what's going on today, mate? And then I'll buy myself a burger. I'll whistle a tune and I'll throw a bum a dime. I'll adopt a dog and I'll shack up with some henchmen. I'll rob a bank. And I'll kill the henchman, because you can't trust no one in this game.
Yeah, you're right.
So there you go, guys. Potential is everywhere. Let's finish this jingle and get on with living our dreams. Clarky's gotta pay FIFA. And I'm planning a bank job in Plymouth. And as for you, the audience, who knows? Let's find out after the quick fire round.
Wow. Wowie. I mean, the big question is, did it ever happen? Clarky, did you ever play FIFA? Did you ever do it?
Yeah.
Great, good. Yes. Okay, well, of course, in the quickfire round, all the questions will be attic-based. Now, instead of
puzzle... Oh, okay. Don't tell anyone about Plymouth.
It's the perfect crime.
I killed two of my henchmen. They'd worked with me for years. Well, now it's time to move on. Pack up my bags and head to another town. Maybe. Crew.
Of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be attic or loft-based. So instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. So Tom and Roisin, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Roisin.
And Ben Mouse. And Joel.
Ben.
Joel. Off we go. Which Bristolian trip-hop pioneers are also a huge loft?
Lofto Boys.
The Lofto Boys. I'll give you half a point. It's, of course, massive attic. Why is a facial twitch like a loft?
Twitch your face.
Twitch your face, I'm going to give you half a point because you're the only person currently still playing. But it's actually because it's a tick. Why is an attic... Yeah.
I fucking hate this guy.
You should be in the audience.
Why is an attic like everyone's favourite book?
Flowers in the attic.
Oh, Thomas.
Going to give you half a point. Tom Mouse.
Attic catcher in the rye.
Because it's a top story. But I will give you Attic Catcher in the Rye. What sort of loft is obsessed with pop stars?
Lofto lover.
Oh! Thomas.
Wait, I want to hear the final part of Lofto lover.
That's it.
Oh!
Tom.
Half a point.
Fanatic.
It is a fanatic, yes, absolutely right. What sort of loft doesn't have a clutch?
Tom.
An automatic. Automatic! Fuck! Fuck!
That turned you Japanese.
I really think so.
Didn't it? That's not offensive.
What do we do with this recording? Like, we can't put it out.
It did sound Japanese.
It did. When you listen back, I swear to God.
Tom, I'm going to allow it. So technically that's not how we play. You don't wait for Tom to start answering and then scream like you've had an electric shock up your arsehole. But
arsehole, that's another one.
Another hole. There we go. 60 points. Now
we're back in it.
Which loft contains the three tenors?
No.
That is now getting into very, very uncomfortable territory.
For the listener at home, Joel has just committed Harry Carey.
Career-wise. What Bill Murray Scarlett Johansson movie was set in an attic?
Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation! Jesus Christ, guys. Well, that is our quickfire round. There's just time for the plugs. Joel, have you got anything you would like to plug?
I am on tour currently. I'm doing it in English and Japanese. So joeldomer.com if you fancy it, mate.
Roisin, how about you? What you got going on?
Not much. Hanging out.
Roisin, come on. You're hiding your light under a bushel.
I've just made a sitcom. So I'm pretty tired. And today was meant to be like a chilled evening, but it's been like an exam. It's been really a lot of thinking. I don't like thinking. I've just made my own sitcom, which will be out at some point if it's not dog shit. So fingers crossed.
Brilliant, yeah, amazing. So, producer Ben, let's hear those final scores.
Well, with the extra 60 points you gave Ben and Joel in that final round.
Oh, yeah. What?
They said arsehole, and then they repeated arsehole, and they said, 60 points. They'd already said arsehole.
Let me
if you don't get to arsehole on hold,
do your job!
Bullshit!
With that 60 points, Tom and Ben have 67 and a half. Roisin and Tom win with 73!
73 points!
You do a great job, Ben. You do a great job.
So Tom and Roisin are our winners. They get to clean out the fuck it, doesn't matter, they won. We've been Pappies. We'll see you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Featured Matthew Cross, Blake Park, and Tom Parry with special guests Roisin Colchi and Joel Dobbitt. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Ash Caffey for helping out, to Warren Park and British Comedy Guide, and to the solo theatre for helping us. Pappies Flash Air Standard is a first production to the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.